Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? It's your girl, T Fizzle, and you're on T Fizzle Radio. And tonight's show, we're going to discuss a wide range of topics. Mainly we're talking about dating, why educated black women are single, and a few different topics. But everything's going to be related to dating and relationships. And I also have my co-host on here with me. His name is Ty. Ty, go ahead and introduce yourself.
How you doing? My name is Ty. I'm from New York, but I'm now in Charlotte. What's up?
All right. So basically, the reason why I want to do this show is that I get a lot of emails on YouTube. I get a lot of emails about dating, relationship questions, and why is it so hard in 2009 to find a date, to find a good man. I also get a lot of emails from women who say, I'm in college, I'm doing the right thing, I don't have any kids, but I'm still single. What's up? You know, and a lot of times, I mean, me, myself, personally, I've seen shows like this on Tyra and Oprah where women go on and they say, you know, they can't find a man, and it's because they're so educated. So we're going to discuss that. Now, how do you feel about the whole dating thing right now in 2009? Why is everybody so down with being single? It seems like nobody wants to commit anymore. What do you think about that, Ty?
I mean, to me, it's a lot of people, you know, afraid to take risks, and a lot of people, you know, want to play the field, and you have the women that want to be men and the men that want to be women nowadays, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be like the old days, and they don't want to court each other, and they don't want to get to know each other. They just want the physical aspect of it, you know, and it's getting riskier as the years go on. The children are getting younger, people are getting younger, and they're doing crazier and crazier things. Not saying that I haven't done any of these things too, but you know what I mean? Sometimes it's good to take a step back and really think about what you're doing.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And I'm glad you said what you said about the roles. I do feel like a lot of times the roles are reversed. Like right now you have a lot of women who come onto guys, you know, like the same way you would a woman. Like me personally, even when I was single, I'm not good. Like, I mean, I can't just go up to a guy. I don't know. Maybe I'm just shy or whatever, but I like for a man to come up to me. I still like that part of it. Now, I understand, you know, the thrill of just stepping up and saying what's on your mind, but I feel, you know, like nowadays, like the roles are reversed. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have the women trying to run stuff, and they're out here almost like the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, they're out here, and it's crazy because, like, you know, women are calling themselves pimps, too. You know, ladies is pimps, too. You know, so it's actually funny, too, because, you hear women like, yeah, I slept with that dude, I hit that dude, and it's crazy because that's something you would hear from a man, you know. And women,
yeah.
It's like, you know, Hova said, ladies is pimps, too, in 2009, so.
Yeah. And now do you feel, because a lot of people say like the music plays a part in why people feel like they don't need to be faithful. And I want to shout out everybody in the chat room. I see y'all. People are saying, because, you know, like a lot of the rap music, the hip-hop music, it's all about being a pimp, how many girls you can screw, you know what I'm saying, how many phone numbers you can get in the club. There's not like songs really anymore about like marriage and love and settling down. And I mean, you can only live that single lifestyle for so long. And RBM is saying in the chat room that there's a power struggle between the genders, and I definitely agree with that. So what do you think about the music? Do you think the music is perpetuating the single lifestyle? Like, it's cool to have kids, but it's not cool to be married. I don't get that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, with music itself, I mean, we can't blame music for everything. Because, I mean,
mm-hmm.
we want to blame music, we want to blame video games, we want to blame this for that. I mean, music has nothing to do with it. You know, music back in the day used to set a mood for a situation. You remember a song and it made you remember a moment. That's all music does, is it reminds you of a moment. It's supposed to reflect. Music reflects reality. You know, reality doesn't reflect music. And when people start getting that mixed up and getting it twisted, that's when there's a problem. You know what I mean? When you hear, just because you heard Jay-Z said he had, you know, or Snoop Dogg said he had a chick the doggy style, that's supposed to be the first thing you do when you get to the bedroom. I mean, no, that's not how it goes. So, you know what you want to do is like when you hear Luther Vandross, you don't think of, you know, the sex positions he's talking about, or you thinking about the moment that you seen someone and that song reminded you of that person, you know what I mean? Or that moment you was in a restaurant and you thought about that person. That's what music is for, you know, and it's supposed to reflect, you know, art reflects reality and not vice versa.
I feel you. Now, we have a lot of calls on hold. We got about 6 people. So let me start letting some people in here. All right, I have a 704. 704, please ID yourself. 704. They're kind of quiet there. Let me go on to the next call. We have another 704. Please ID yourself. You're on the air. I don't know what's wrong with the phone line. It's like it's not picking up. Let's try another one. 612, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, it's me, Tola.
All right, and who is me?
This is Tola from Minnesota.
All right, so what are you thinking about the show so far, and what do you think about this whole the dating issue in 2009? Why can't anybody keep a relationship going?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a couple of things. I heard people say music. I heard people say, you know, it's a lot of different things. For me, I live in Minnesota. So being in Minnesota, there's a lot of interracial dating. There's a lot of people who just think that, you know, oh, you know, I'm a black man, I've made it, I got an education, I got a good job, I got a nice car, now I need a white girl. Or, you know, just like somebody said before, being in your 20s, you're not always mature. You know what I mean? You're not always mature, but I really do think that there's a lot of bad press for black women who are educated, and they get penalized for wanting to have an educated black man, which I don't think is always fair.
Mhm. And I feel you on that. And I know that's another issue that a lot of women say, is that, you know, when they are in college and they're getting themselves together, it's like there's not enough, you know, quote unquote, black men in college, and it's like they're in competition with other races for these black men. And a lot of time they either get overlooked or they get, you know, they choose, you know, a white woman or woman of another race. Not saying every man, but a lot of them. And is that what you've experienced at school? Have you seen that happen?
Oh, most definitely. That was a big time complex for a lot of black women on campus. Was just, you know, you would date these black men and they'd be doing good. If it wasn't the athletes or the fraternity guys or whatever, it's not always, you know, for most of them it was that they dated white women, but a lot of the times it was just that they were trying to have every girl in the world, you know what I mean? So it's just a lot of different factors, but the main factor is just that, you know, if you have your stuff going on, you have a nice car, you have a nice job, we're not saying that we're trying to take the role of a man by any means necessary, but at the same time, you know, it's just the way it is. You know what I mean? And not to say that some black women don't act the same way, but I mean, you know, it's just what I've seen and what I've experienced.
Mhm. Okay, I feel you on that. Let me go ahead and let in some more callers here. Just a second. We have a 733 on the line. 733, ID yourself, please. For some reason, everybody's phone is like either muted or something. We have another 704. 704, please ID yourself.
Hello?
Hello? 704, who is this?
This is Darnell.
Hey, Darnell, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
So what are you thinking about the show so far? What's up with the relationships in 2009? Why can't anybody keep a relationship going?
Oh, I mean, the way I'm seeing it, it is going both ways. Like, I'm just catching the end piece of the show and everything that just started. I'm up here at work. But, yeah, it's Like she said, I can only tell you what I've been through myself. I know I was in a situation. I took care of this one girl. I loved her to death, too. Took care of her. We had a house and everything. She wasn't really working that much. I paid all the bills. I hadn't been to college, but I got my stuff together. I had myself together and do everything I could as being, that man that's at home, that one that's taking care of home first, but she still did the same thing that every other female that I have been with did to me and left me for somebody else that's more of what they want, which, you know, you got the guy at home, but they need Mr. Right now, I guess. You know what I'm saying? You can be Mr. Right, but then there's Mr. Right now, and they want that guy, which, you know, you can have your guy that's educated, and he's been to college and all that stuff, and he can be a good guy just like myself, but then they want somebody more interesting.
Okay, so let me go to the chat room real quick because we have a lot of people saying things in the chat room. Let's see here. Nick G was saying you can't make it in a relationship if you don't become friends. And he's basically saying a lot of people have forgotten that. They just rush into the whole boyfriend-girlfriend thing, you know, or, like, I think sometimes, too, like, a lot of people put sex first, and they assume that sex equals a relationship. Or they assume that because you're sleeping with somebody, that automatically makes them your man or your girl. And then after the sex, there's nothing else to discuss. So I definitely agree with that as far as, you know, people need to go into it as friends first and then see what blossoms from there. It's like people, you know, you can meet someone on the weekend and they're already talking about, you know, well, let's kick it, let's do this, let's do that. But it's like, do we even really know each other? You know, let's get to know each other first before we even take it to that step. What do y'all think about that?
Okay.
I mean,
I'm a little busy right
now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like that to me. It sounds like to me that, you know, that goes into standards. And, you know, either man or woman, you have to have standards from the get-go. If you don't put down your ground rules of what you're going to stand for, then you're susceptible to anything, you know. And a lot of people fall victim in that. A lot of people's feelings get hurt and fall victim that way. You know, they put up with a lot of stuff that they know from the door that they didn't want and keep their mouth closed, and then later on they get themselves hurt, you know. So you have to start, you ladies and men too, you have to start putting out there up from the front when you're just talking over the phone, you know, or when you're out on a date, you need to start telling these people what you want and what you're going to put up with.
I'm in the chat room, and it's, let's see here, there's some people in here. I'm trying to, it's going so fast here. Somebody said that, okay, Miss Latin 85 said, black women don't know how to keep a black man. That's why they come to us and white women, okay? And then love and intimacy, let me see here, or intimacy and love, excuse me. She was saying basically it's not even about the friendships but about communication. And communicating honestly, and I definitely agree with that. You know, a lot of relationships lack communication, you know, and they lack, you know, like I said, after the sex, what's next? You know, a lot of people don't know how to communicate and how to talk to each other. And let me see here. We got a lot of calls coming in. Let me answer some more calls here real quick. Let's see. 843 area code.
Hey, C, it's Rochelle.
Hey, Rochelle, how you doing?
I'm good.
So what are you thinking about the show so far?
I think everybody's bringing up, you know, valid points. And I see a lot of people, they, like, don't know how to be alone, so they jump into relationships, like, just to be in a relationship. And then when it doesn't work out for whatever reason, like communication or either it's all about the sex or, you know, for whatever reason that it don't work out, they, like, become jaded and, oh, he ain't nothing but a dog, she ain't nothing but this and that, and you just trying to be in a relationship just to be in a relationship, and you ain't taking your time to really look at the person and see what's up.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's like people are going so, you know, they're jumping so quickly into it, they really don't even know each other. And you're definitely right about that. And I think a lot of times that's why, and then this lady, Miss Lett, in the chat room, you just sitting here just, you know, you're really generalizing. She's saying black women are too lazy to cook for their man. Make sure you say some black women, boo, because I cook. So a lot of people are being really, you know, you're kind of generalizing now. And in a second, you're going to be blocked.
Wow.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking right now. All of them.
And that's real talk.
What? Is Darnell saying something? I couldn't hear.
Oh, yeah, I was saying, like, by all means, do I not hate women or nothing like that. It's just I refuse to get into, like, a relationship right now just for that simple fact of, like, not knowing somebody or something like that, because you can really think that you know somebody until you get that close to them, but everybody's capable of something different. Everybody is. And I learned that over dealing with so many different females and being hurt so many different times, because I'm that good guy, that different one that's always there. Oh, call him when you need a shoulder to cry on and stuff like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay, they're in the okay. Now y'all turned in the chat room into a Latino black thing.
Oh, wow.
It's Latin is saying that black women always perm their hair and buy weaves to look like us. People are talking about Latin people be wearing prom dresses to the club. I'm gonna need y'all to stop. They are in the chat room going back and forth. Let me list some more people on the line. Y'all is wilding out right now.
The little sign of what the real situation is.
They are.
Whether it's Latin, whether, you know.
Area code 317.
It doesn't matter.
Area code 317. Ideas, so. Is it
Sag? Oh, my God. Yeah, this is Ronan Soul 35, first time caller and listener.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm good.
They wilding out in that chat room.
Yeah, they're wilding out. But I wanted to chime in what everyone was saying. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of people who. In relationships, either for a whole lot of wrong reasons. It's like they often either they bring baggage to a relationship, or the main situation that you see all the time is that when you come to a relationship, they come to this whole 50-50 thing when you're supposed to give 100%, 110% if possible. I mean, you're supposed to be selfless to selfish. In most cases, it's usually conditional love. When they come into there, I mean, what does this person do for me? And that's just it. And there has to be more substance than just sex. There has, I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
especially if you and this person are unable to have intellectual intercourse, then you're stuck with a beautiful retard. And,
yeah, you're right.
And I say that because, like, you get some individuals that get caught up with the superficial. And they're praising them like, oh, they do this and do that. And then after the sex, and there's nothing that goes beyond that, you know, either the person leaves or leaves them or pregnant or something like that, and they always call a dude a dog. They have to understand that all dogs fuck bitches. So you really have to assess what this person brings besides something physical. I mean, they don't look for the intangibles, like how does this person treat me? What does this do? I mean, does this person have a sense of humor? I mean, all the good traits becoming of a mate instead of just, you know, fire sex.
Uh-huh.
So
what do y'all think about that, what he's saying? Like, you know, a lot of us do bring baggage into a relationship, and a lot of us are so angry at our last relationships that failed, we don't know how to let it go. Y'all agree or disagree?
I mean, to me, it sounds like he's making a valid point, and it sounds like that a lot of people, you know, do jump into relationships and haven't resolved a lot of past issues, and that takes the other person being able to look at, you know, look at the signs, the detail, you know, the telltale signs, and saying, like, well, hey, look like you haven't resolved all your issues, whether man or female.
Yeah, I feel you, too, and that makes sense.
Yeah, you made a solid point, because there are some people who just don't allow themselves to heal. They just snatch, they just pull off the scab, you know, and really you're leaving yourself open to infection, especially if you don't allow yourself time to heal and figure out what went wrong in a last relationship and what can you prevent from repeating the same mistakes in a new one. And I don't care what kind of label you put on there, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana baggage, it's still baggage. And when you have baggage in a relationship, there's no room for growth or anything else get positive in it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are in denial, too. They'll break up with somebody and blame it all on what, like, blame the reason for the end of the relationship on the other partner and won't take a good look at themselves. And
it's usually like a bunch of children making decisions
mm-hmm.
where adults should be there. like they're always going to put, I mean, they're always going to outsource accountability instead of placing it within themselves. Like any mistakes that I made or any person made, they have to realize they are the common denominator. It's not just what they allowed, it's what they put themselves through. And they're afraid to look in the mirror like that because it's an ugly situation. I mean, like, to take accountability of something you did is a very ugly thing. But like I said, like any other medicine, it may taste bitter at first, but it does help in the end.
Because I see this from a lot of females. They date the same type of person and get the same results. And I'm all like, why are you surprised? This is like the same thing, different day, you know?
Well, you did that right. Like, you get a lot of people, when they get in a relationship, they come in with a big, long Christmas list of everything you were supposed to do, and they figure all they can do is just show up and just be there. It's supposed to be a relationship. No, it's supposed to be reciprocity, and that is a lost form right now, nowadays. And plus, when it comes to a relationship, a serious one, there is a maintenance thing. You have to have romance, affection, all those things. You have to keep that fire going because the same thing you did in the beginning of a relationship, that's the same thing that's going to keep it going. Otherwise, it's done.
Yeah, you're right about that. And that's what I had said in one of my videos. A lot of people get into relationships and they get comfortable. So it's like when you got into the relationship, you was keeping yourself up, got your hair done every week, you know what I'm saying? You was keeping your shape up, and then it's like you get this person and all of a sudden, you know, you just stop. You get comfortable, and you should never get comfortable in a relationship. You know, the same thing that brought that person to you, the same thing that attracted them to you, you want to keep that up. You know, and it's like a lot of us do that. We get into relationships, we get comfortable. You know, of course, people gain weight, people lose weight. But, you know what your man likes. You know what your woman likes. So I think it's up to that individual to keep it up. You got to spice up your relationship. You got to keep it going. Now, let me just take another call. We got a lot of calls on hold. Let me bring
somebody else.
I want
to say one last thing real quick. It's with the whole racial thing, like real, actual love, that it really it transcends the superficial. It transcends race. It transcends a whole lot of things. And that's when you find out it's real, because, like, if you don't do that, then you end up becoming someone's fetish. And that's the wrong thing to be.
Okay, I'll see you on that. All right, let me go ahead and bring in another caller here real quick. We have area code 215.
What's happening? This is Don Calypso calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey, what's going on, Don Calypso?
Not much. My man BC told me about the show, so I'm a first-time caller on this particular show. I understand
thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. So your topic is why black women are having a hard time finding black men. Is that what it is?
Yeah, black men and just relationships. In general, like in 2009, it's almost like it's so cool to just be single, but a lot of people want to be in relationships, but for whatever reason, a lot of these relationships are not working out. Some women are saying it's because of interracial dating. Other people are saying because they're too educated. You know, so we're just trying to get kind of to the bottom of it.
No such thing as people being too educated for relationships. No. I think they delude themselves into thinking that, oh, well, because I'm educated, the men are intimidated. But, no, that's not the case. Definitely not.
So what do you think it is?
What? Multiple different factors. I can't say exactly what it is. In some cases, I think they have this delusional mindset that they have this laundry list of characteristics they expect out of a man. And they think that because they got that master's degree, they got the Mercedes-Benz car, the condo, and all that, you know, all those other fancy things like a high-paying salary, they think that makes them qualified to be a wife. Well, unless you got a master's degree in being a girlfriend and a PhD in being a wife, I'm sorry, that doesn't make you qualify. You got to develop the traits of character. You got to develop the traits of being supportive. A lot of things which they don't have because they never even grew up seeing how a man who loves a woman acts. A lot of them never even had a father around. You know, all these things contribute to it.
I definitely agree with that. And you know what, and I'm the type of person, I guess, you know, maybe as a female, and I mean, just playing devil's advocate here, but I've always been the type of person, when I watch shows on like Tyra, on Oprah, and I see women saying that they can't get a man because they're too educated, I never really fed into that because, like Rochelle was saying earlier, sometimes you don't look in the mirror. Maybe it's not really your education. Maybe you just have the personality of a book and a boring book at that.
Look, Chewbacca, the Wookiee, or Jabba the Hutt would have a better chance at dating, you know, a good man than some of these women. I mean, some of them are visually abrasive. Others, like you said, not that they have a personality of a book, they have the personality that's so damn repulsive. I mean, shit, mm-hmm. You know, I'd rather, kid, you know, probably some dudes would probably rather go with the village people than go with some of these women. That's what it is.
But I like
and somebody in the chat room is saying too much BS, the BAs, the MBAs, PhDs, and no common sense. And I definitely agree with that. Because you can have all types of degrees, but if you don't, you know, have personality, common sense, street smart, and know how to deal with people, you know, on a human level, then, you know, I can understand why you're single. And I think a lot of times it does have to do with the personality of that person and, you know, how much are you willing to put into the relationship? How bad do you want that person? Because it's not always about people chasing you all the time.
It's about character. A lot of people, what can I get? How much money does he make? Okay, I mean, look, I'm going to put some people on blast here. Power Play Radio, you know, Blast Out Radio, Sports Life, Power Play Radio. These girls, they claim all the time that they're looking for good men, you know, men of character and stuff, but all they talk about, if you listen closely, they want the man who's got the high-paying salary, he has to make at least $50,000, he has to have at least a master's degree, all those other requirements. They never mention, well, they rarely mention character, integrity, which is what a lot of women are missing. You know, when a woman, her pussy gets wet from seeing T-Bone or Dayquil or Pimp Juice, that's what turns her on. So she goes and lays with that guy, gets knocked up, then, you know, has a litter of out-of-wedlock kids. Then she turns around and finds Jesus, and all of a sudden, now she wants a good man, so she goes to church. I'm sorry, epic failure. That's what one of the problems is. So I don't care how educated she is. She could have a law degree from Harvard and an MD from Johns Hopkins. But if you make those kind of bad choices, obviously something's messed up with you. You know,
I mean, we can't blame it all on women, though, too. We can't blame it all. We have to take accountability for some of the things that we're doing. You do have a lot of knuckleheads out here. You know, most of the young guys not taking advantage of these young ladies out here because they're out there smoking weed on the block, wasting time. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, we have a lot of guys out here anymore chasing women like we used to be. You know what I mean? We have a lot of cats that's, you know, either in jail, homosexual, in the house not doing nothing, and then the small minority that's going to school and doing something with themselves is slim to none. You know what I mean? It's very slim, and their pickings is slim, you know? So we do have to take accountability for our actions. So, you know, as us as being good men, we're hard to find too. You know what I mean? Out of 10 lineup, how are they to see the only two out of eight?
It definitely is a two-way street. You're right about that, Ty. You know, because we can say the women, but a lot of men are out here, you know, without the right attitude, without the right mind frame as well. So let me go ahead and take another call. We have so many calls coming in here. Let me let somebody else in. Area code 704.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who is this?
Hi, T. This is Alex from Charlotte.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So what are you thinking about the show so far? What do you think is wrong with relationships today?
Well, the show I think is going great. Everybody has some really good opinions and viewpoints. I just wanted really to call and, you know, put my viewpoint and my opinion out there. There are a billion reasons I feel that women and men and just people in general cannot stay into relationships, whether it's for selfish reasons, personal reasons, baggage, and as far as the topic, as far as why educated black women cannot stay in relationships, it all boils down to the woman herself. I mean, some women look as if, you know, I can't find a man that's my equal. I can't find a man that can respect me for my, you know, my education or, you know, what I have to bring to the table. But then a lot of it is there are a lot of undercover brothers out here in this world. And a lot of women are just scared to go out there, put their stuff on the line, and then, you know, down the road, it's like, okay, he wants him. So there's a lot of different reasons, I feel, why relationships today don't work out. And it could also stem from what they've seen their mothers go through, you know, their fathers go through. So there's no one reason. I don't feel that there's just one reason why relationships don't work. You know, if you, you know, they say if anything worth having is worth fighting for, and that's a true statement. So, I mean, there, I don't think there's just one reason why it's not working out.
Okay. So now let me ask you this, because I know when I conversate with, like, my guy friends and things like that, one of the things that they say is that we as women, we set our standards way too high. I mean, I mean, part of me feels like, okay, I could see that, but then part of me is like, well, why should I set my standards low? That don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why?
Right, that is the case, but who's to say what's high, what's too high? You know, people like what they like. You know, and no one, you know, an opinion is like a butthole. Everyone has one. You know, so you're entitled to your own opinion, you know, but it's not, you know, oh, my standards are too high. I mean, you know, you like what you like, and that's bottom line. But, you know, you just have to know how to channel and, you know, how to direct, you know, just be upfront about what you're looking for. You know, a lot of people go into these relationships not being honest and truthful with the other person, but not being honest and truthful with themselves. You have to be honest and truthful with yourself and know who you are to be able to get anyone to, you know, get on your level or to respect that. You have to first respect yourself and know your self-worth and know who you are before you can allow anyone else to come in and, you know what I'm saying, and step in and, you know, do what you feel is, you know, what you're looking for. So, I mean, you know, I mean, the topic is it's a very broad topic.
Yeah. And, I mean, I just wanted to get the discussion. Let me go to the chat room real quick here. Skinny Slim is saying that, let's see here, he goes to college, it just keeps moving, and he makes money, and he's moving up. And basically, I guess when you're, like, at a college level and you have degrees, the dating pool gets smaller and smaller. So that's what he's saying. I mean, do you guys agree with that, that sometimes it gets smaller because when it's, like, a brother with a degree and he's educated, you know, are there women up there? Is it like the other lady was saying earlier, it's almost like they're fighting to get just a few educated men on campus?
Well, in his case, it sounds like if he's at school, you know, he's rare. He's a rare commodity, so he probably, you know, he should, you know, be like, have his hand picks, sounds to me. But, I mean, who knows?
I feel you on that. Let me go ahead and let some more callers in here. We have somebody calling in from 580.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Greeting and blessing to you. This is BC. This is Intimacy and Love. Knowing
I'm a female
in the chat room. You heard from two of the co-hosts from my show, Don Calypso, the 215, and Ronan So, you know, 317. We co-host a show together. And you know, my thing is that people just don't know the ingredients to a good relationship. You talk about standards, right? We have equate standards with what? With education, with money, visual thing, and materialistic thing. That is not standards. You know, it takes three things to get into a good relationship: communication, commitment, trust, and honesty. And we don't have that with each other. We always talk about, I got this. I'm educated. I'm making my money. I'm independent. You know, I'm going to college and all this bullshit. But you don't have a commitment to something. You don't have communication with each other, and you don't trust each other. Okay, so how the hell do you have a good relationship? Look at most of the relationship is broken because something is off. You know, it is off. And what needs to happen, we have to get back to talking to each other and not at each other. And we don't do that.
Yeah, you're right about that.
The first time that you meet somebody, you're supposed to communicate honestly. We are visual creatures, and we don't go for that, right? You're looking at booties, you're looking at looks, you're looking at eyes, you're looking at skin and all that other good stuff. That's why you're in this quicksand you're in to this day, okay? And to the lady, that the Latin lady, right, I don't know if she's from Puerto Rico. I don't know if she's from no, but seriously.
Yeah, she
right?
snuck in. She had some serious issues.
If you from Puerto Rico, I'm from the Caribbean. I was born in Trinidad and Tobago. She needs to trace her history to find out.
Exactly.
All right, black. Okay? So when you talk about black, trace your lineage and find out where you come from. Okay? They're all in the Caribbean basin are black. All
right? You're right.
So my thing is, you know, when, and that's what happened. People that don't know their culture and they don't know, you know, tradition is lost. And that's what we have right here. You have individuals, you know, from the Caribbean. You got people from the United States. You got people from Africa at odds with each other, and that's what people want. That's why we can't have a good relationship with each other.
Yeah, you're right, because we're so divided, you know, from everything from hair grade to skin tone. Like you said, who has the fattest butt, you know, the thickest shape. And instead of just really getting to know that person for who they are, you know, and it needs to be off of more than just, you know, what you have. And I definitely agree with everything you said. I definitely do.
Well, we just have to get back to communication. We just have to get back to talk. When you meet somebody the first time, you got to talk to these individuals. You know, I'm like this. If I talk to you about sex, religion, politics, I don't want nothing from you. I want to find out how you're doing. I want to engage your mind. If you don't want to tell me and tell me I have to wait, there's 2.5 billion women on the face of this planet. Trust me, I'm going to find one that I can talk to. I don't need to talk to you if you want to hide from me.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing women have to do, like the guy talk about standards, right? We don't have standards, you know. It's a minute few of us have standards, but standards don't come from education. Standards don't come from the way somebody looks, the eye color, the skin color, and so on and so forth, right? We have been fooled by other people, and that's what's happening, you know. That is what's happening,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And that's what somebody was just saying in the chat room. Soldier 7 was saying, let's not forget how the white racist media, you know, plays a part in that too, as far as how we feel about ourselves and, you know, how we look at our women and our men. And I definitely agree what he's saying, because a lot of times the media plays a role in that too, as far as what is considered beautiful and things like that. Let me go ahead and let somebody else in. We have a lot of people calling in. Let me let someone else in. Area code 510.
Hey, this is Miss Heartbeat.
Hey, Miss Heartbeat, how you doing?
Good show, girl. This is a good topic. I wanted to pick up on one of the last things I heard was about dating standards being too high. That's so funny because I wrote an article that's on my blog that deals with that exact subject. And
okay.
My stance is that when a person says that your standards are too high, what that person is telling you is that he or she knows that they don't measure up. They know they don't measure up, and they know they never will. So by telling you that your standards are too high, they're admitting that they are not the person that you're looking for. So I stress in this article, I talk about, you know, you have to have standards. You have to. Of like level of commitment, exclusivity, what kind of support you're looking for from that person, you know, how honest you want them to be. You can also put education on there, communication, financial security, physical attractiveness, and sexual performance. If you're talking about a long-term relationship, you got to have it all. Everything that you need to stay, you know, happy for 20 years needs to be there. And if that person is not offering you those things, doesn't have those qualities, and has no interest in getting them, now this is key, because you might meet a brother like the guy was talking about. He was in school. Okay, well, he might not have the education and stuff yet, but he's on the path. You see what I mean? But you got somebody who's sitting there, ain't doing crap, has no intention of doing crap, but is going to sit there and tell you that your standards are too high, that is somebody you need to do, just get rid of, like, you know, just stand up and say, you know, it was nice meeting you, and walk the hell off. Because he's just, you know, in this case, you gave to the man, he's never going to measure up. He's not the one. And that's what I have to say on that subject.
Now, intimacy and love say he disagrees. So he didn't write down why he disagrees, though.
No, but I'm on the phone.
Oh, you're on the phone. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know if he was still on
the reason why, when you say standards, I'm going to tell you what these so-called independent, because if you look back, right, our matriarchs, our ancestors in the past never used this independent garbage. They were strong, they were independent, but they never, no, but what I'm saying to you is when you say a standard, if you look at what women call standards today, that's why they are failing, right, is they're looking at individuals to make this six figure. They're looking at individuals, right, to have all these materialistic things, okay, and they don't have communication, they don't have a commitment, and they don't have trust in each other, right? I'm talking from an individual who have seen an individual come from the seventh grade, which is my father, and a mother in the 12th grade, build a real estate place together, right? And they
but
had,
I never seen,
you know, but,
you
no, one second, ma'am. But what happens, right, when you say about standards too high, if you canvass most of those individuals that supposedly educated, right, guess what? All they're looking at is that education and money. That's all they're looking at. You know, you have
no,
to go from one place to another.
No, when you have a certain level of education, you speak differently, you have a different social circle, you have a different kind of employment, you read different types of books, your entertainment and travel options tend to be different. It has to do with a certain lifestyle. So people that are highly educated don't do the same things for fun that hoodrats do.
Ma'am, you know, I'm educated, okay? Yes, you know, and I think I'm you know, yes, I'm in my 40s. My oldest son is a chemical engineer. My other one is a biology major. And I'm sitting up in here, and we are educated. But the problem is we take ourselves out of the mix from our people and our society. And once we sit up here and get these BS and BA and MBA and PhD, we cross the tracks. You understand what I'm saying? And we don't help the other one. You know, that crab in the bucket type mentality thing. Once we get out, we ain't going back in to help another one. And we say, okay, I got my standards. But what is your standards? If you look carefully, it's money, right? That education thing called. But when you get in trouble, you come back to the community and ask for help.
Well, I don't think that's really what we're talking about. We're just talking about some people and them having, you have to have some kind of standard, because if you don't, those are the type of people that tend to get involved with anything that comes along. And you have to have some kind of criteria.
I agree with you.
Rightness for you.
But don't make it just money and education.
No, I never said that. I never said that. You didn't hear the long list I gave? I never said that. So you talking about something that I did not say. I didn't say any of those things that you went on about for the last 5 minutes. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has to have standards in some standards meaning criteria. And it doesn't have to be physical. It doesn't have to be financial. You know, everyone is different. You know what I mean? Maybe that guy is physical. One guy is financial. You know, and you know, it's other things. You're supposed to, when you go out and you're looking for someone, you're supposed to have a list of things that you want to see in someone else. Whether it's education, whether it is financial. If you know you're not financially stable, what is the point of you looking for someone that's not financially stable too?
Exactly.
You need someone that's gonna help compensate your flaws. You know what I mean? Those things, and you're supposed to find something where you can work as a unit. That's what we lack today. You have so many people that, you know, have, you know, compound flaws, and then they both get together, and it doesn't work. Someone has to be able to take the low road, and the other one take the high road, and y'all make a unit.
There you go. But you
know,
it's people need to get their
stuff together.
Not dating married people, for instance. You know what I mean? That's not going to take you anywhere. You know, somebody else
that's not
range or something. You know, I mean, there's all kind of different standards of, you know, nobody who's a drunk maybe, or you know, who smokes weed, maybe you don't want that. I mean, you know, you have all kinds of things, but you cannot go out in the dating world thinking you're going to have find a mate with no standards and no criteria for assessing a person's rightness for you. That is mandatory. You know, he's right. There are some adjustments that need to be made, some realism that needs to be considered in many women's positions because they don't consider internal qualities that a man brings to a relationship. They're only looking at the external things. So that's an education, though. If they don't know any better, you know, they're going to use the criteria that they know. So until they understand the importance of these other traits, then I've seen it happen. You know, the people adjust and they find somebody and then they're happy and they're like, oh, I don't know why I didn't think about this before. So it's real simple.
Okay.
That's why we have these shows and these talks, and you're doing a great job, and I'm proud of you. And go, girl.
Okay, just a second here. Let me go ahead and bring in another call here because we still have a lot of people on the line. Area code 803. 803, please ID yourself.
Yes, Thomas, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, good. So it's an interesting topic because, you know, I happen to have, you know, quite a few female friends that I've known for probably a decade plus I went to college with. And they, you know, for instance, I have a friend, she's a very decorated officer in the military, and she's one of those people that she can't really keep still. She's got a master's degree. She's got a leadership certificate from George Washington University. She's a culinary art chef, can, you know, make, you know, sugar sculptures, but she's single. And, like, one of the things I think that a dynamic sometimes when women do attain education at a certain level, if they're in a position of authority, knowing how to yield in a relationship, because one of her challenges is that, you know, she can be very abrasive, and, you know, she's an alpha female. And so, you know, in order for her to basically be submissive to another man, the man has to be an ultimate alpha male in order to get to, for her to succumb to whatever his whims are and help to please him. So sometimes that can be a factor, I think, for women not knowing how to yield. Like, I know I have another young lady who has a PhD in psychology, and, you know, she's so used to basically dealing with guys where she's always having to mold them and help them. And she's looking for someone, for instance, who's like her father. Well, the men like her father aren't, you know, not the same men. They're not cut from the same cloth, you know, because it's a different generation and different values. So I think sometimes it's a multitude of things that why black women sing. Plus, you know, the numbers just aren't in their favor. When you take out the dudes who are in jail, who are gay, who married, who got 10 kids, who can't keep a job, and if they're trying to be loyal to black men, that does make it a little bit more difficult or challenging. So they have two options. Either A, you know, they say to themselves, I'm going to open up my pool of possibilities, or B, you know, some females take the low road and say, okay, I'll just become a hoe by circumstance and just be on the side and share this one dude.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some difficult choices that have to be made, but, you know, there's some reality that's said. And, you know, I told my friend, I said, you know, she said to herself, you know, who, the one who has a PhD in psychology, I want a man who's making six figures. And I asked her, I said, well, why is that? She said, well, I just want a man with six figures. I also want to do what I'm doing. I said, let's step back. So you mean to tell me if you had a guy who was making $60,000 a year, you know, he had his own, let's say for instance, he had his own house and he was very responsible and he's, you know, he's good at what he does and he's, you know, he does, he has all the qualities, you wouldn't date him because he's making $40,000 less than what you want him to make, but he treats you right? Well, really, no, that wasn't it. What she was saying was, you know, she wanted a different experience because she had dealt with a lot of dudes that, you know, she tried to go back and work with a dude who didn't have his stuff together. And she didn't feel like she had to carry load. She wanted to be led. And sometimes, no matter how powerful a woman is, she wants to be led in a relationship. And I'm not talking about a dictatorship. I'm talking about leadership by being able to learn and get guidance and strength and support from a man.
Like, she wants a man to be a man, basically.
Yeah, to lead. I mean,
especially in certain situations,
I'll give you a true story, right? A woman I dated, she was an attorney who came from a small town in South Carolina, very talented. She graduated near the top of her class. She had an advanced legal degree in tax attorney, as a tax attorney. And so she had a lot of issues growing up. And on the surface, if you look at it, you think this girl really has it together. She was only like 27. But, you know, when we first started dating, she cried every night. Cried every night because she was so insecure. And, you know, she had to be convinced that she was a good person. So sometimes, you know, no matter how strong a woman seems, you know, she still needs someone who can be supportive and, you know, be that rock and provide leadership. And so, I mean,
we got 10 minutes left, so let me go ahead and get some more people in here. Just a second here. Area code, let's see here, 469. If you're trying to call in, you need to hit 1 to be able to talk. Otherwise, I can't click on your button. Area code 773.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It's for Lost Souls Only.
Hey.
Yeah. This is what I'm going to say. All of this dating and whatnot, you know, this sex outside of marriage and whatnot, it's not supposed to work out anyway because we're breaking God's law when he says flee fornication. And when he says, thou shalt not commit adultery. So if you're having a bunch of hookups and whatnot on the dating tip, outside of the realm of marriage, don't be surprised if you get knocked out and abused and misused and mistreated, gold digged on, have a train ran on you and all this stuff. Because we're breaking God's commandments. You know,
I feel what you're saying, but, I mean, a lot of people, regardless, are going to do what they want to do. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it says, does it make it right for a woman to get a train ran on her because she broke God's commandment? I mean, that's the thing. We love to quote the Bible, but if you don't quote the Bible, you got to follow the Bible to a T. That's how I look at it. Because you have a lot of people who say, don't do this, don't do that. It also says in the Bible, you're not supposed to drink, you're not supposed to eat pork. People be rubbing on ham sandwiches. So it's like you can't pick and choose what part of the Bible you want to follow.
Yeah, but
am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, but see, every time we disobey the commandments of God, our Creator, whether you're atheist or not, His hand of protection is you blocking His hand of protection from the devil doing whatever he pleases to you through that other person. Because, see, fornication and adultery is Satan's throne. That is Satan's table. That is Satan's delicacy. So if you are dancing with the devil, it's totally unrealistic for you to expect the blessings of God to come on your life because you're bringing curses upon your life. And when you bring curses upon your life, you got God's hands tied because he's going to let the devil have his way with your life, with that other person that you
can't stand the judgment of a whole thing because everybody, as you know, you sound like a religious man. You know, as it states in the Bible, everyone has their own personal relationship with God, meaning God judges people on their relationship he has with them. So if your weakness is fornication, then he understands when you falls in fornication. But if you know the book, he don't understand because you know the book. You see what I'm saying? So everyone has their own personal relationship, and everybody has their own personal weaknesses. So you can't really put a stamp or a judge on how he's going to feel about Jonathan Taylor on Smith Street's, you know, adultery. You know what I mean? Because his adultery might equal just as worse as your lying. You know what I mean? So we can't even go there. That's something, you know, something way out of left field because everyone have their own personal relationship. And that's what when whoever is listening hit their knees tonight, you know, they discuss what they discuss with their God.
Exactly. We all make mistakes. No one on this line is perfect. Nobody in that chat room is perfect. You know, so maybe your thing is not sex outside of marriage. But again, does that make you sin-free? You know what I'm saying? You could be out here knocking folks off. I know people who are virgins who are killers. So it's just like you can't say that one hand washes the other. Nobody is perfect. But at the end of the day, we're talking about relationships. Are people going to have sex outside of marriage? Yes. You know, to each his own. It's not for me to judge.
That's the problem, Lovely T. But Lovely T, that's exactly why the issues exist, why people have messed up relationships that they didn't have to have.
What
because
about
the disobedience
ones?
To God's word.
What about the successful ones, the ones that start in a relationship and end up getting married and, you know, they're not in this. They're not in this percentage that we're talking about.
The relationships that's most likely to be successful is those that's done the more excellent way, aka the Holy Bible way. When the woman keeps her legs closed until she marries her soulmate, and vice versa, when the man keeps his zipper zipped up until he marries the soulmate. Those men and women are the most likely to be happy.
And I have an uncle who's Muslim, and he's been with his wife since they've been in high school. They didn't get married until they was adults. So, and they're still together. They've been together for over 13 years.
Yeah,
so you can't say that. Everyone has a higher power, and everybody has a God of their understanding, and they're going to do the – I can't say that everything is perfect. Nowhere. You know, we have a totally different – world in 2009, anything is possible. Whether we're in Jerusalem, you see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying.
Let me let in another caller. I'm gonna let in another caller. Hold on. Caller 469, please ID yourself.
Hey, this is Intox in the chat room.
Hey, Intox, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're
listen
good.
To the,
we have about four minutes left.
All right.
Okay. Hey, to the brother that's talking about religion, man, that's cool. But, you know, sin is sin. There's no degree to sin. All sin is sin, regardless. So we'll just move past that. We'll just move past that for a minute just so we can get back to the topic at hand. Relationships fail, man, for the most part because of a lack of acceptance. I mean, everything else is byproducts, but there is a big lack of acceptance between men and women, between men and men and women and women, you know. So when there is a lack of acceptance, you will have problems. I mean, there is no equality, if there is no acceptance. I mean, that's my take on it, because that's what's proven to be true through experience, through observation.
Everybody only has one soulmate. If you're not dating your soulmate, it's not going to work out, and it's not supposed to work out. I don't care who you are.
Okay.
Who's cussing in the background?
So what would
anyway,
be the point in that?
Yeah,
I mean, if everybody has a soulmate,
only God knows who the soulmate is.
Everybody does have that person.
We got to mute people. I have to mute people because we're not going to have cussing and yelling. It ain't that serious. At the end of the day, nobody is perfect. We have about 2 minutes left here. I think it was a really good show. It was a real good discussion. I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank everyone in the chat room. You know, I had a really good time with everybody, but somebody said his mama is fussing at him. Y'all need to stop. Y'all's in the chat room clowning. But I think we had a really good discussion here, and we have about a minute left. But somebody want to say something as far as one thing you can do to keep your relationship going. 90 seconds. Ty?
Yeah, I mean, thank you, Lovely T, for having me on the show. And, you know, everyone, you know, you like I said before, you have to have standards and think about, you know, when you tell someone that you're in love, what love really means. You know what I mean? And really reevaluate the situation on what that you're in, you know?
I feel you on that one. And I think one of the main important things of a relationship is communication. Communicate, communicate, communicate. We got 60 seconds. We're about to be out. Make sure you guys hit up my YouTube channel. If you guys have any questions, want to email me, you can find me on YouTube, /LovelyT2002. And I'm going to start doing shows every Thursday at 10:30, so make sure you guys join me. I like talking to y'all, and I like having discussions. So somebody give me a topic for another show. I will talk to y'all later.
All right.
Peace.
Anything else